Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
This is Big Bubba from the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm here with Kristen. Chris, she is going to tell you a great deal. Kristen, what is that travel deal going on right now?
Well, if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, this is another deal for you, because right now Disney is loving you guys. And this holiday season, you can save up to 20% on select Disney Resort hotel rooms, and that's going to be for most nights December 11th through December 25th. And you must be a Disney Plus subscriber. They will verify that. If not, they will cancel your reservation. So,
and how can everybody know or get in contact you for this great deal?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Producer Aljon here with a reminder that this episode is brought to you by our friends at Shure. We use a podcast microphone called the Shure MV7. It's based on the legendary broadcast mic, the SM7B. And this MV7 mic is dynamic. It's both USB and XLR. So it sounds amazing. Bubba's showing it to you on the screen for the visually impaired. No, just joking. Anyway, it's awesome. You can plug it in straight to your computer without an audio interface. But if you've got one, we'll do that too. Connect via USB, explore all the different setup options, or if you simply want to let the microphone do the work, use that auto level mode with the Shure Plus Motive app so you can sound totally pro. So whether you're podcasting, making cool content, recording guitar, making all kinds of awesome content, Shure will definitely hook you up. Check out the MV7 dynamic microphone, as well as the different kits like the podcast kit. They've got headphones and so much more there at their website, Shure.com. Also, Gator Frameworks. We're here in the Gator Frameworks studio. We've got this awesome desk. We've had awesome stands, mic stands, ring lights, and so many more awesome accessories for you, the creator. Whether you're in the office wanting to step your game up in terms of your presentation, your looks, having the stand and the proper light ring is really important, and they're there to help you. Check them out at GatorFrameworks.com and make sure to tell them the Dining at Disney podcast sent you.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
I am Big Bubba. I am a former cast member, currently now a new Magic Key renewer, and a lovable guy, as everybody says. And
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, and all-around nerd. Welcome to the show.
If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification button. Kat, you want to tell everybody what we are talking about today?
Oh, yes. We're talking about everyone's favorite frozen treat, ice cream.
Ice cream.
You scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Let's get chocolate wasted.
We're a little bit late talking about ice cream now that summer's over, but ice cream's great during winter. Cold. I mean, I guess it's never too late for ice cream.
It's never too late for breakfast.
It's always good for dinner. Ice cream.
Yes. Yeah. It is always warm enough to have ice cream in California and Florida.
Yeah.
Truth.
So there is that. I mean, it may be where you are right now. It is snowing.
It's true.
And that could be the case.
What?
But
is that a thing?
It is a thing. So my friend, producer Alton here.
What color is snow? Wow.
my friend Don, you know Don over there in Montana. He woke up, you know, last week snowing in Montana.
Yeah, Montana. No. I don't want to live anywhere where it can snow in September.
Well, I mean, he is way up there for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, at least pretty much we are down to about 2 months of possible snow, which could mean you see the flurries, but there's nothing on the ground.
It hasn't snowed in my town since 1998.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, it shuts everything down here when it snows because we don't get snow.
Often,
very rarely. And therefore, they have no idea what to do. We don't have the equipment to clean the roads and everything in a fashion like those who live up north do.
Gosh, and I've never experienced that type of, you know, coldness until we went to Minneapolis in January, February.
Super Bowl.
And quite the change. I mean, cleaning your windows. It's just crazy. All the roads, the snow piled up, stuff like that. It's crazy what you guys
I used to love
through,
going to Minnesota in the winter. Not. it's so funny. Kristen's parents got me this really awesome, heavy winter coat. I mean, I look like Paddington Bear, you know, but like grown up. It was so big because it would reach negative 14 wind chill. Up there, Lord, the moment you step out of your car, your lungs would start crystallizing.
That, it's like, yes,
you know, it's so cold, and you definitely needed it for there. But I tell you
don't need that here ever.
No, when it started snowing in Dallas, like my friend, you know, James and over there in the Dallas, Houston area, he was like, I can't believe it's snowing here, you know, and the same goes for like Atlanta and all those other places. It's like when they receive snow. This past year.
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody freaked out. It's like, oh my God, yeah. Never get snow. But hey.
It's pretty.
it's pretty.
And it shuts the entire world down here. I mean, it gets to be super, super quiet.
Which means you could have ice cream parties at home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Better get those premium Mickey
Only
bars.
Only thing that stays frozen, you can just eat it outside.
Yeah, then you can watch Frozen on Disney Plus. Anyway, ice cream.
Yes, ice cream.
So are we talking about ice cream shops or just ice cream places to get ice cream? What's the dealio?
Kind of both, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
The best places to have ice cream.
There's certain places and then they got their own signature stuff going on. So, yeah.
I like to consider myself somewhat of a ice cream connoisseur at the park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am. I used to work at an ice cream shop here in Bakersfield and just,
Oh, no, you had like the ice cream shop, Bubba, in Bakersfield.
Yes, Dwarves, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was like the ice cream shop.
It used to be served, I don't know if it still is, at the Pinch shop next to El Capitan, the ice cream shop.
I think they switched it over,
but yeah. Dwarves was served there for a really long time. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the ice cream shop. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with the ice cream shops we enjoy at Disneyland and Walt Disney World.
I love it.
So, Bubba, you want to kick it off with your your first place that comes to your mind for?
Just, I mean, it, I think this place comes to everybody's mind when you think about Disneyland. There's just, you know, your signature place, and that is Gibson Girl. Just, it's always, there's always a line no matter what time you go, from your park opening till park close. There is a line for Gibson Girl, just because they have all sorts of flavors, unique toppings, different types of bowls, whatever you want, they got. And I unfortunately wanted to, we went to the park last month. I wanted the this one right here, which I'm going to name off, but they did not have it on the app. So, and the line was very long. So this was the Rocky Road Halloween Sundae, which was a Rocky Road waffle bowl, Rocky Road ice cream, marshmallow cream, hot fudge, whipped cream topped with sprinkles. So that's, I mean, you, I know Al John loves some Rocky Road too. So
Rocky it's Road.
Rocky Road.
I love Rocky Road.
Yeah.
It's the best. I mean,
that's, out of all the flavors that have stuff in it, that's probably the number one flavor. I mean, just with your nuts and marshmallows, that's all you need. And chocolate ice cream.
100%. My dad is a big fan of ice cream, and he loves him some Rocky Road. And that was like the thing to get when I was a kid growing up. You know, we would have Ferris's, I think, was a ice cream shop in Seattle that we would go to celebrate my birthday all the time, because I love the ice cream shop, the old school ice cream shop. So
now here's a question about Rocky Road. Do you like actual marshmallows, or do you like the marshmallow ribbon they put in, or ribbon?
Oh, no, actual marshmallows.
Thank you.
Please. Because when it gets all melty and everything, you want those little marshmallow chunks. Just, you know, hey, look, there's some marshmallow chunks. It's like a fun game you have to hunt for.
Yeah. And then the staple is almonds, but I do like if there is a walnut Rocky Road out there.
I'm not hating on the almonds or the walnut.
I prefer both. But yeah, there's mine right there. I mean, like I said, Gibson Girl, I know you guys have probably been there. Kat's been there. If anybody who is a Disney fan has been to Gibson Girl. Walt's been to Gibson Girl. So I'm just
It's his.
So, you're not wrong.
Yeah. So that's my little staple place for ice cream. But, you know, let's get that one out of the way just because it's the most famous one.
That's right.
What about you, Kat?
Well, I've left Dole Whips off of this list because I feel like I talk about Dole Whips like more than I talk about anything in this world.
I totally did not
list any Dole Whip places because I was like, that's Kat's category.
And you we're not talking about it today.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, because you could if you wanted to. You have that prerogative. No.
Well, I mean, there's Tropical Hideaway, but yeah, they got assortment of flavors, but yeah, we'll just say that.
I was like, nope, we're not doing it today. We're gonna talk about real ice cream. And the first one I'm gonna talk about is Anandapur ice cream truck at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Nicely done.
I like this place. It's like a painted truck, like literally, it's really cool looking. And they do soft serve. I controversially enjoy soft serve more than I like a hard pack ice cream.
Ooh.
Controversial, I know.
Hot take.
So is it the fact that you like the fact that it's softer and it's not all
ice? I think, yeah, it's a texture thing. I think, I'm not really sure why.
Must be.
It's the same thing that, I feel like it's the same reason why I liked regular cream cheese rather than whipped cream cheese. I don't like whipped cream cheese. I don't like hard pack ice cream, but I like soft serve.
Yeah,
and I like regular cream cheese.
That's a 180 right there.
I know. It's like
It's like a textural thing. It's like there's too much air in it, maybe.
I love whipped butter. I love whipped cheese and cream cheese. I love
I hate soft. Yeah. I hate soft cheese. I love hard.
Hard cheese. Yeah. But I do love a good soft serve. They do the regular soft serves, and then usually this is the place at Animal Kingdom where they do like the seasonal one. So right now they have a Yeti Sundae, which is a chocolate soft serve topped with vanilla soft serve, blue cake crumbs, sugar, sweet snowflakes, and a chocolate Yeti. And you can get it without the little crumbs, and then it's gluten free, which is great.
There you go. The Yeti.
Yeah.
It is a good choice.
So I am going to say, when it comes to ice cream, I like mine to have started melting. So my favorite time to eat ice cream is when you've brought it home from the grocery store, because it's all nice and soft.
Softer at the edges.
Yeah, see, I don't like my ice cream hard, which is why I asked you that, Kat, because that softer texture I like, but I prefer the flavors that you can get in the creaminess of ice cream. So that's,
this is a huge debate, hard or soft.
Wow. It's big.
Wow. I didn't think we would get into this. I'm a hard person. I love it fresh out of the freezer. Just, But the little samples they give you, like at the store with the little spoons, just ready to.
Oh, yeah. See, if I go, I have to stir it up so it melts some. So my place is L'Artisan de Glace, and that is located over in the France Pavilion at Epcot.
You've now talked about this place a lot.
I know. I've mentioned in the spring that they have a lemon meringue ice cream that is phenomenal. My go-to that's always on the menu is going to be their caramel fleur de sel ice cream. So salted caramel. I love me some salted caramel. One that I think I'm going to have to try when I'm there is going to be the cinnamon caramel apple ice cream, because I love cinnamon. I love caramel. And I'm pretty sure this apple's going to be pretty tasty. So I think I'm going to have to try that when I go. But they have a lot of different flavors. They also have some sorbets. So if you don't like ice cream, they have four sorbet flavors right now, and it's mango, strawberry, raspberry, and pina colada.
Ooh.
Liking that.
I know here Alton likes the coconut white chocolate ice cream.
That is true. Coconut white chocolate ice cream is good. And we've also had the chocolate peanut fudge.
Yes.
Because I love that whole, you know, that whole candy bar aspect of it.
See, I don't like
Snickers.
I don't like, I love peanut butter, but I don't like actual peanuts. They just taste gross to me. So,
which is so strange, because
they almost have like a rotten, it almost seems to me like they taste rotten.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
So
really?
No. Yeah. It has like a, I don't know. It has a weird taste.
She also likes peanut sauce, y'all. Like Thai peanut sauce. She loves that.
Yeah.
So I like a less spicy peanut sauce. Yeah. I do like that.
But I think anything that you get here is great. But what I also like is the ice cream macaroons. They've got chocolate seasonal macaroon ice cream sandwiches, which are to die for.
Another thing that you can get here, for those of you 21 and up, you can get the ice cream martini. You get two scoops, and then it comes with a shot of your choice of Grand Marnier, whipped cream vodka, or rum.
Where's all the rum?
I've done the Grand Marnier and the whipped cream vodka before. These are delicious. They had a pistachio. I did the pistachio with the whipped cream vodka. I wish I always had pistachio. One of my favorites.
Like it.
Alton, what about you?
Well, you had brought this up, and I love it too. And that's Beaches and Cream. That's our original kind of anniversary date ice cream joint. And it's located over there, as everybody knows, the Disney Beach Club. So you can definitely go over there and check out all the stuff that they have. It is the home of the legendary kitchen sink.
I'm going to eat that one day.
I will say that as tempting as it has been to try the kitchen sink with just Kristen and myself, we have never pushed the button to do it, because
how many scoops of ice cream is it?
Okay, well,
is it 12?
It serves four.
It says it serves four people, but the thing is massive. Like, to me,
I ignore serving size.
It serves more like eight people.
It's just an intimidating number. That's all.
It serves four, but man, I've seen it knock out a family of eight.
Like, we've seen eight adults not be able to finish it. What it has in it is scoops of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, cookies and cream, and mint chocolate chip. And then they top it with
five scoops,
hot fudge, peanut butter, Snickers pieces, fresh baked brownies, smothered in every topping they have.
Yeah.
So this recipe that I'm looking at says it has two scoops of each of those flavors plus one scoop of coffee.
Oh.
So 10 and 11.
And
so
one
that's
scoop
11
of
scoops.
Mint chocolate chip.
And that is your 12 right there.
So that is 12, your 12 scoops. 12 of ice scoops. Cream.
That is yeah, a so lot of
you're
ice cream.
Right. It's 12 scoops. And I remember them unloading. I think we saw them make it, but they had unloaded two cans of whipped cream. Ready whip yeah. on it. Two cans.
What?
Yeah. Like, it was, I mean, it's a lot.
It was, yeah, because we were sitting in there for a while anyway. We were having burgers and ice cream. And we saw every time they bring out the kitchen sink, they turn the siren on. And here comes the kitchen sink. And it's just, they make a whole show out of it. They bring it to the table. It's insane. Here are your spoons. Here's some extra napkins. And just go to town. And people are literally, everyone's looking at it like, I can't believe you ordered that.
So the toppings that they have.
I get that look a lot.
The toppings that they have include marshmallow, strawberry, pineapple, peanut butter, hot fudge, caramel, hot chocolate, whipped cream, toasted almonds, and cherries.
They better add extra cherries when we order ours, for sure.
If I see one cherry on top of that thing, I am going to throw it.
Well, I tell you, we do love this place, but even though we haven't had the kitchen sink, you wanted to say more about it?
I'm just going to say we get the No Way Jose.
No Way Jose.
Oh, I thought you said the Norway Jose.
The Norway Jose.
The Norway Jose.
Norway. But no, we get the No Way Jose. Which is very, they're big servings themselves because they're served in a big old, you know,
chalice.
But they've got the peanut butter and hot fudge delight featuring that chocolate, vanilla ice cream, peanut butter and chocolate morsels, whipped cream and a cherry. Just one for you, bub. But it's literally a brownie, in a cup with ice cream. And it's just really, it's great. So those are our go-tos. Of course, they have the classic banana splits and old-fashioned sundaes and things. But I think if you go there, their signatures for sure, kitchen sink or the No Way Jose. I think you got to go for it. So that is mine as well. And they also have the waffle cones and different things. So anything else?
I feel like it's really hard to go wrong with anything that has hot fudge on it.
Yeah.
That's like my go-to.
They also have the frozen sunshine there, which I love.
Yeah, that's right. They got the rainbow, the rainbow sorbet sherbet.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's what that is. Yeah. With seltzer.
Yeah.
Taylor likes her sorbet with 7-Up. Yeah.
So good.
Well, that's the punch we used to have when we were kids, and I used to serve that at birthday parties and everything. Yeah. You take the lime sorbet or the sherbet or the strawberry sherbet and put a bunch of 7-Up or Sprite in it.
Ginger ale.
Enjoy.
Maybe use ginger beer for it. Have you ever tried ginger beer with it?
I love ginger beer anyway.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, see, all the frozen sunshine needs is just a little bit of Prosecco and then
there we go. They got a bar there, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Ice cream bar.
All right. Who's up?
All right. So I'm going to go with one of my places. This is, I was there with Aljon and Kristen for D23, and it's in downtown Disney, Black Tap Craft Burgers and Shakes. Yeah, yeah. So great burgers, but the shakes, wow. They are huge. They are served in giant mugs, and there's just so much stuff going on with them. So the cookies and cream supreme, that's the last one I had a while ago. And then I had, when you guys were here for D23, they had a special D23 shake just for that weekend. I forgot what was in that one. But the cookies and cream supreme is one of my favorites, and it's an Oreo shake with vanilla frosted rim, crushed Oreos topped with cookies and cream sandwich, crumbled Oreos, whipped cream, chocolate drizzle for shizzle, and then whipped cream, cherry, all that good. Yeah, like this is all that good stuff. And they're huge. They're just massive. They probably like a good 10 inches to a foot. That's how tall they are.
Yeah, they're big mason jars.
Yeah.
And they have they pack it with ice cream and whipped cream, and then they do the candied rims and all that with the sprinkles. And yeah, I think the D23 that we had a big a big piece of cake on it. It was like some kind of brownie or something like that.
Yeah, there's like a giant piece of cake, or you can get one with a giant brownie on top.
Oh, you know, I know what it was. It was a mini cupcake. Was it a whoopie pie?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just naming things.
Mouse, that sounds good.
Yeah, but no, I think ours was a mini cupcake.
Yeah.
And then you sliced into it and it had the stuff in it. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know that it was a mini cupcake.
It wasn't a mini cupcake.
It was just a full-size cupcake.
Just a cupcake. Yeah, okay. But they also do have a vegan shake for all you vegans out there. And so go. It's really good. Just, I don't know if anything's lactose-free. But they got a lot of good shakes there. Burgers are massive. Shakes are massive. You got to try it when you go.
Boy, if you're lactose intolerant like me, you're in big trouble. It comes to ice cream.
Yeah. about to say, how'd you eat that? Or you didn't have the kitchen sink, but if you did, one bite, you'd be done.
Oh, you got to plan in advance.
Yeah.
It requires advanced planning.
Take your pill or take a pill.
All right. Cat.
I am going to go with storybook treats at the Magic Kingdom. Again, soft serve. They also have the seasonal cones over there, which I love. Right now, they're Seven Dwarves, and they have seven different flavors. You ask the cashier, and she'll tell you she or he will tell you what it is. It could be chocolate banana. It could be root beer. It could be cappuccino. It could be any other thing that I love. And then sometimes they also have the cherry soft serve here, which I really like, which they don't really have it in any other places besides there. And they do like a float with cherry ice cream and then like cherry Coke, which is really good.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, I'm glad we know your heart, Kat, because your heart is so soft serve.
My heart is like an old lady with fake teeth is what it comes down to.
I can't have any taffy.
This cream of wheat is too spicy.
I love that.
Oh, my.
That's awesome.
But also, they have the Hi-Ho Sundae, which is fun. It's a chocolate soft serve with chocolate rocks, graham cracker pieces, whipped cream, and hot fudge. It comes with like the little, they actually look like little rocks for those diamonds. Seven Dwarves.
The little gemstones.
Gemstones. Nice.
Yeah, it's cute. I like it. I like that little area. That and like Friar Tuck's is right there. Yeah. So there's a lot of seating and shade, which is hard to come by in that area of the Magic Kingdom. So.
Agreed.
This is a good pick.
It is a nice, kind of almost a food court, almost.
A little.
Yeah.
A miniature, very miniature food court.
A very big food court.
Consisting of two.
good people watching there, though.
The best people watching.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's where you get to know those spots.
Yeah.
Kind of like Carnation Cafe. You get to see a lot of people. Swing by.
It's like
Coke Corner is my spot.
Yeah, Coke Corner for sure. It's like right in front of Snow White, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and like the carousel. So it's like an intersection, and you just watch people either they're really lost or they're like fighting with their spouse or yelling at their kids. It's really great.
I feel that way about Aloha Isle and Magic Kingdom because as soon as you get a Dole Whip and you head on down to get some shade, sit on a rock somewhere, that's where you get to see all the fun families walk by.
Okay, so speaking of like parents yelling at their kids, there's one thing. I'm going to put this out here right now that we are not going to say that we have probably heard said to more children than not.
I've said it to some children.
It's not going to be, there's no crying in Disney. Other than that one is the whole comment that this trip costs so much money.
Yeah.
Telling their kid, like yelling at their kids about.
Are you saying that are you saying that I'm not supposed to say that now?
Yeah. You can't say it now either.
I can't say it now.
Nope.
Dang it.
No.
Because
it's one of those things that I hear parents say, and I'm like, In my mind, it's always, you do realize you're talking to a child that has no concept of money. Like $1 and $1 million could be the same thing. Hey, to
so,
that child.
So this is what I've had to say, y'all. This is a parent break. Parent break is what we're saying. You better act like a pretty princess and a little prince, because Mickey doesn't allow that. Mickey doesn't allow that in his house.
Yep. That's fair.
Mickey and Minnie. You want to see Mickey, right? You want to see Minnie, right? Yeah. you want to see Princess Aurora, right? Yeah. Well, then you better do this. Okay.
You want ice cream? You know, stuff like that.
Exactly.
I can't imagine a guy yelling at his like 5-year old saying, "I had to work 60 hours a week just so we could go on this trip." And the 5-year old, "Oh, we've heard it.
No, what does that mean?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, who are you? I don't know who you are.
We've heard it. We've heard it all.
I've had to cancel meetings." And I don't know what you're saying, Pops.
I'll tell you, when he used to have Florida for territory and I would wander around the parks by myself, because you are alone and there's nobody to distract you, you pay attention to everything going on around you. The number, I should have just written this stuff down. I could have written a whole book of hilarious things
Overheard at Disneyland.
Overheard Walt Disney World too.
I mean, like some of the best stuff that you have to like step back and like you're laughing. You're just, I mean, kids sometimes say the funniest things. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's so true.
Well, that tangent count has been done for this episode.
We're not done yet.
We're not done yet.
Okay, so I guess it's my turn, right?
I'm sorry, Kat. We interrupted you. Yes.
No, I'm done. Storybook treats. Kristen.
Okay, I'm headed over to Disney Springs. And I have mentioned this before. My favorite kind of ice cream treat is gelato. I love gelato. So Vivoli El Gelato in Disney Springs is where I'm going to go with, because they have some very unique flavors here too. They have one of my favorites, which is pistachio. They have a black cherry, which I can't have anymore, but I love, love, love cherry ice cream. They also have, as everybody knows, one of my favorite Italian desserts ever is a cannoli, and they have a cannoli gelato.
Imagine
that. Oh, yeah.
I also love cinnamon ice cream, and here they have a cinnamon gelato. So, like, this place has a lot of my favorite things on it. There's a peanut butter. So, like, I could have a new flavor every day and be happy because it's an awesome flavor. Mm-hmm. They even have a almond, which I also love almond pistachio cheesecake.
Ooh!
I don't know
for
how
someone
you
that doesn't like peanuts, you sure wow. like every
yeah,
other night.
Say, didn't you just shut down peanuts a few minutes ago?
Peanuts are jealous.
I like peanut butter. I don't like peanuts, but love pistachios. Pistachios and macadamia nuts and Brazil nuts. Those are like my go-to. I like almond. Almond's probably like not my favorite nut, but I do love amaretto anything.
This episode is blowing me away right now.
We're learning so many things about each other.
I'm just like, you know, at the top of the show right now, I'm like, oh.
Okay, I'm going to give one real quick, a small
tangent.
If you're
just tuning in to
nut talk.
It does have to do with ice cream.
Please start at the beginning.
The tangent about this is there is an episode of Spidey and His Amazing Friends where they are, all three of them have mentioned to Aunt May what their favorite ice cream flavor is.
Now streaming on Disney Plus.
And the flavors are...
Was that the sound effect, Al Jones?
I did do the sound effect.
I don't know what was that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the Disney Plus.
Are chocolate. I think it's... Is it white cherry? Or cherry vanilla. No, cherry vanilla. And pistachio.
Pistachio, which is Peter Parker's favorite.
If you put all three of their favorite flavors together, you have spumoni.
true.
Pepperoni.
My favorite.
They did that on purpose, you know.
Yeah, I'm about to say, maybe they did that on
They don't mention that in the episode.
No, but they did that on purpose.
Just for you.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, this is how much we watch Spidey and His Amazing Friends on Disney Plus for our kiddos. We've seen every episode like 20 million times.
Is that all 20 million?
Just 20 million.
Only.
I mean, we're helping keeping that alive in the ratings. Okay. Okay.
So, Aljon, what is another one that you like?
Well, this is a place that is at both parks. And it's Ghirardelli. Mm-hmm. And it's not listed here.
But
Ghirardelli is awesome. And you have to get out there and experience it. It is at Disney Springs. You can also go to Pacific Wharf and get it over there at Disneyland. And what else can I say? It's probably the best kind of, if you want ice cream to go, this is kind of the place to go and get it. Because you can get it all the sundaes to go. And that's what I love. What are you doing, honey?
I'm opening it up for you.
Oh, okay. You're like doing all kinds of stuff on the keyboard. I'm like, is something going to come up? Surprise
Ghirardelli me. Ghirardelli and California Adventure will definitely fit in with the San Francisco Sokyo retheming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 100%. So they've got the 50th anniversary offering that's going on right now, which is great. But once again, you can never go wrong with the world famous hot fudge sundae that I've had multiple times, which is always great. But their sundaes are great. You like the warm brownie sundae, go for it. Their shakes are great. One of our favorites is the sea salt and caramel banana shake.
So Sundae.
Yep. You can also, and I've done this multiple times as well, which is create your own Quake shake, which is a vanilla shake with your own choice of three different chocolate squares topped with whipped cream and Ghirardelli mint dark chocolate. So that's really nice that you can have their own little Quake, kind of their take on a concrete mixer, which is amazing. So,
and I love it when the earthquake happens when you're inside Ghirardelli. Mm-hmm.
And it lights up. Yeah. That's so cute.
It is.
I love that they have dark chocolate fudge there. Like, not a lot of places have that.
You're 100% right.
That's deep.
You want dark chocolate. That's kind of our thing. Kristen had converted me. I was like a milk chocolate guy forever, but she's like, I want the dark chocolate. I like dark chocolate for this. And like, I really, really like dark chocolate.
Yummy.
It's just so good and it's decadent and it tastes great.
It's not too sweet.
It's not too sweet. You're right. And I like the texture and the flavor. Of course, you know, anything past like 85% starts getting really chalky. So you might want to steer clear of that. But I do like the dark chocolate a lot. It's got a good flavor. So
our little girl, we gave her two pieces of chocolate to try one day. One was milk chocolate, one was dark chocolate. Oh.
And
she continues with her weird trends. She prefers dark chocolate.
She's our girl. I love that. Chocolate lovers.
She's like her mommy.
Chocolate lover shake is a go-to as well because there you could get the exclusive Ghirardelli chocolate, you know, with the chocolate chips and all that whipped cream. But it has all the chocolates. So get all the chocolates. So if you're a chocolate fan, definitely go to Ghirardelli and chocolate till you die.
Get chocolate wasted.
Get chocolate wasted. Who's up?
Am I up? I think I'm up.
Yep, it's Bub.
So I'll go with my final one. I may have to leave after this, but I can go over it. And it's back in downtown Disney. Salt and Straw.
There you go.
Can't go wrong with it. I mean, they do custom flavors every season. Right now they have Halloween flavors like the Great Candycopia, which has Kit Kat, Reese's, Snickers, Heat Bars, all in a butterscotch ice cream. Yum, yum. And the Black Cat Licorice and Lavender. Do you guys like black licorice? Not many people
yes.
do. I like black licorice.
It depends on my day. Yeah.
I will say, if you've ever had European black licorice, it has a slightly different flavor to it.
Salty.
Yes, it's salty.
Salty?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like
that. Which I like. That I do like.
I like both.
but then they also have classic flavors, you know, mix up. They could do sea salt with caramel ribbons, salted malted chocolate chip cookie dough, or Al John, you're going to love this one. The vegan Marion Berry coconut sherbet.
That is an ongoing Marion Berry. We had Marion Berry last episode. Yeah. We have Marion Berry a couple episodes back, and now Marion Berry makes a return on this one.
It's making a comeback. Marion Berry's making a comeback.
I feel as if you're listening to this show and you hear a Marion Berry reference, you should just start drinking because it's just fun. Let's start a Dining at Disney drink game.
It's a great game, folks. It's a great game.
Anytime Kristen talks about gelato or, you know, a cat talk something about being.
What we should do. A Dining at Disney drinking game. Every time I say sprinkles, you take a shot. Every time.
Arugula.
You take a shot. Anytime Marion Berry pops up, you finish the entire thing.
I was going to say something even worse, but I'm not going to say it. I will not say that.
You got to have revert back to the snow pile we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. So we'll go back to salt and straw. Yeah, they're just so unique in all their flavors and all their shakes and every Sundays that they do. It's always a good time to try it. So yeah, go.
Oh, go Kristen, there. You missed Marion Berry last episode. It's hilarious. I'm gonna grab a quote from Marion Berry and put it on the board here. Every time we do that,
how many times can we say Marion Berry?
Yeah,
we are single-handedly bringing Marion Berry references back into pop culture.
Seriously,
I feel like speaking of salt and straw, I feel like because I have not been there, it is on my to-do list because it sounds like amazing ice cream. So I feel like I need to try the honey lavender to see if it's as good as the honey lavender that I make at home.
Ooh, she makes good honey lavender.
But do you use the salt and straw starter with that?
I do.
That you guys rave about?
The base. Yeah, she uses the base.
I do. Because their base is...
It's the best.
It's the best that I've tried so far.
All about the base.
They have a cinnamon snickerdoodle too, one that I want to try.
You would love that one, the cinnamon snickerdoodles.
Yes,
they have snickerdoodle muffins right now at Costco too, by the way. I had a little sample of one today. It was good.
Nice.
Yeah, I am looking forward.
Costco wants to plug the show at all.
Come on, deal guy, help us out.
Come on. All right. But yeah, I do have to go though. So I'm sorry, guys. I got a DJ tonight and I got a long drive ahead of me, but I'll just let you guys go from here. Find me on Instagram, big_Bubba_B. I'm out. You guys have a great rest of the
show.
Stay
out of trouble, bud.
See you guys.
Bye,
bye.
Stay out of trouble.
See you guys next week.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay, Kat, what's next on your list?
Okay. My next one is Fife and Drum at Walt Disney World. I wish Bubba had not just left because I'm going to make a reference that probably only he will get. There's a place in Anaheim.
Did you say Disney World instead of Disney California Adventure?
No, I said Disney World.
Yeah, but didn't you say Fife and... Oh, sorry. I was thinking the other... Never mind.
Yeah, scratch that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, Fife and Drum.
Fife and Drum. Epcot. No, there's a place... in Anaheim called Joe's Italian Ice that I really love. Uh-huh. It's like Rita's Water Ice, if you guys are familiar with that.
Yep.
And it's like Italian ice, but then they put soft serve inside of it.
Yep.
And at Fife and Drum, they'll do half soft serve, half frozen yogurt, like frozen soft serve ice cream. So it's soft serve with slushy or soft serve with, slushy.
That sounds interesting.
It's really good. Ice.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's really good.
It's like a float. I mean, it's still...
Yeah. Yeah, but it's slushy instead of soda.
It's flavor upon flavor of fun.
Yes. It just makes me really happy. And by the time I get to the American Adventure in Epcot, I want something cold because I'm usually dying by that point.
Yeah.
Of hotness.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. It's right in the middle. You do your walk, drink until you get there, and then get ice cream and then drink all your way out.
100%.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a lot of eating and drinking when we get to Epcot. Oh, man.
Frozen Kira is calling my name over there in Japan.
I am so ready.
I'm really ready.
Frozen Kieran?
Yeah, Frozen Kieran.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam.
Bose and Kieran and Kakegori.
Kakegori.
Oh, yes.
Heck yeah.
We have to get one of those because Boo and Jack Jack
are going to love it. We got to get a bib for them to do that.
Oh, my gosh. My mom was so mad at me with the last time we went to Epcot because we started our day so early, they weren't open yet.
Oh.
By the time we got to Japan, we walked. We did literally, we did the land, we did the seas. By the time we got to Japan, they still weren't open. It was that early.
Oh, my.
And she was like, well, are we going to wait? And I was like, I don't know. It's 2 hours. And she was like, I hate you. I was looking forward to this. I was like, I'm sorry.
Can't control that. Anyway.
I get up early. It happens.
Yes.
Well, we'll be up early. Not by my choice, but everybody else in the house is early bird. So,
well, yeah,
not by my choice either.
No, you're more of an early bird.
Well, I have to go to work, but yeah.
Even like if you get to sleep in, you still don't sleep in like I sleep in.
No.
Yeah, I don't. No. I can't sleep past like 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, I'm up moving around. But usually, I'm up at 5.
There you go. Well, you've got one more to share, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm going to mention one more place, and it's actually over at Four Seasons Resort.
This is my fave.
Ooh. And I don't have a list of currently what gelatos are on their menu.
Well, they change them all the time.
Yes, they do. They change them all the time, which I believe is why they're not posted. And they're all made in-house fresh daily. And it is Lickety Split Gelato over at Four Seasons. So when you walk into like the main resort, if you were to make a right past the check-in desks, you will see Lickety Split. And it's before you get to the lobby bar. But that is like, it's good. It is so good. And they have really unique flavors. And it makes it very hard to decide if you're there and you're looking at them going, well, which one do I want to try? Because really, I could take all of them.
It's so good. This is the best gelato I've had. It's the best gelato I've ever had. It's so good. And the different desserts and stuff they have there and the way they serve it. It's just absolutely wonderful. And they have like real chunks of the cookies or the cheesecake or whatever they put in there. The fruit.
What it looks like is, for anybody that's ever been to Italy, the way that they do them there with the ingredients that are in it actually sitting on top, they do the same thing over at Lickety Split. So if you were to get something that was like mango mint, you're going to see mango and mint leaves all sitting along the top of it. It's beautiful, and it makes you want to eat it even more, which I think is part of what makes it so hard to narrow it down. So whenever I'm there, I always tell them, I'm like, okay, between this one and this one, you pick for me. Because I can never, like, I can narrow it down to, like, two or three, but then I can't decide. So I let whichever cast member is working there.
It's so good.
Decide for me.
They have an avocado gelato taco.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds good.
Weird.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm sure it's good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong there. I say that you go to Four Seasons Resort, do the spa day. You want to do that? Treat yourself well. After that, go to Lickety Split, knock it all out. Or just go to any one of their signature dining restaurants like Kappa or
Ravello,
and just have yourself a great one. And then
they have the two that are more casual, too. You can go over to Plancha, yep, which is on the golf course,
which is great for brunch, y'all.
And then they have
Pool Bar and Grill.
Yep, PB&G. And yeah, it sits right on the pool, and it's beautiful, and food is amazing. Like, yeah, I've never had something at Four Seasons that I would not order again. Like, everything I've ever had there has been phenomenal.
Honestly.
Wow.
Honestly, Kat, I think we need to take you guys there.
I'm not going to say no to gelato.
Oh, my gosh.
Just for you guys to just, you know, I think the PB&G is a great place for us to take the kids and, you know, Kat and your mom, and we'll just have a good, like, you know, dinner or lunch there. It's very super cash, but, you know, Lickety Split is just right there. You might as well.
I mean, everything, cocktails, everything it's here so, is so just,
good. It's decadent and it's wonderful.
It is. You will never leave here and not feel that it was worth what you spent, and it's not cheap. So I will say everything is well worth the money. It is more than tasty and delicious. Okay.
Kat, cool. Did you have anything else to follow up?
No, I think that's everything. This is another one of those, like, I can only talk about pineapple Dole Whip for so many minutes before I start to get obnoxious. I can only talk about soft serve ice cream before I get obnoxious. So, no, I'm good. I'm done.
Okay. Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification button. Thank you so much for tuning in. And those of you that want to support the show, you can do so by donating to us via Anchor there for as little as 99 cents a month. Or you can head over to diningatdisney.com and shop our links. You've got Amazon, Disney Store, and Garden Grocer that you can find there. And make sure, real quick, you are following us on Instagram, because a couple weeks ago, we had on Dustin from Mouse Dining, and we have a giveaway coming up. So we will be announcing that. It will be done on Instagram.
Love it.
So don't want to miss going there.
There you go.
Al John, do you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
Well, I can't wait for that contest for sure. But you can find me at Al John Go on Instagram. You can also check us out on all our socials, diningatdisney.com, the website, all of our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, for all your travel needs, vacation needs, Disney, Universal, any cruise line at all, contact Kristen, because she's all about that base, at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And don't forget, her services are free. Kat, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at catastrophe at CAT_ASTROPHE. If you enjoyed this podcast, and we hope you do, check out our friends' podcast, The Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, WW Park Hoppers, Disney Parks Podcast, and my little podcast, Eat the Pictures, where we're talking about hot spider autumn all this month and next month.
That's right.
Spiders and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
For those who may be thinking, why is she talking about spiders?
Spider-Man all the time, every day, all day, over at Eat the Pictures right now. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Until next time, I have been Kat. They have been Kristen and Al John. We also had Bubba with us today. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners. I just had to play that Meghan Trainor track. I just couldn't help myself.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, vacation planner, world traveler, Disney foodie, and theme park fan.
I'm Al John Go. I'm the husband who's also Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel Comics fan. And together, we host a Disney List podcast.
Every week, you'll hear us list our favorite things about Disney theme parks, films, shows, travel, Marvel, and Star Wars in a top 10 list, rankings, and more.
That's an impressive list. Subscribe to the Disney List podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. You can even stream us on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com and check out our live shows on Facebook. The Disney List Podcast. Visit thedisneylist.com.
Eat the Pictures is a bite-sized movie podcast. Every week, we look at the ways different movies, from classic horror to rom-com, use food to tell stories on screen. Food unites us all. Let's explore it piece by piece on Eat the Pictures. Stay hungry.